power, hour.
It's the what?
Power, hour.
It's the who?
Power, hour.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, and Native.
Power, hour.
It's the what?
Power, hour.
It's the who?
Power, hour. Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, you cross out your eyes, we about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy, we bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept. Line upon line, the script they with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the what?
Power, power.
It's the who?
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanics, and Native.
Shalom, Most High in Christ bless. Welcome to the Power Hour Plus, Native, Latin, and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Officer Isaac.
Soldier Caleb.
All praises to the Most High God. We are here. We are live. Last week, unfortunately, we had to do a replay based on some circumstances that were out of our control. But we're back. All right. Before I go into start the show, I want everyone to give a throw our prayers for all our brothers and sisters of Israel,
right,
that are going through it, that are ill, that are battling all this demonic stuff that and plagues that have come upon the earth. Let's keep them in prayer. Throw our prayers. Keep them in our thoughts. All right, and pray that the Most High God extends grace and mercy to them and quick and speedily get healed. All right, so I want to do that. In addition to that, we'll go ahead and make some announcements at the beginning now, and then at the end, remind me, you got to make the same announcement I'm making now at the end.
Yes, sir.
So starting November, double check the calendar here. I mentioned this on Saturday's Power Hour, starting November 10th. I will be a guest host on Dale Luz, which is the Ephraimite radio station that is broadcasted live every second. This particular radio show will be every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. So I will be debuting there. All praises to the Most High God.
All praises.
November 10th, and that'll be 6 p.m. Arizona time. And now with the change of time, when we start this, we'll be changing the time. It'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then the first and third Wednesday of the month, I will be hosting the Power Hour in Español.
Praises.
La Hora de Poder, the Power Hour in Español.
Así es.
And that'll be all praises to the Most High God on that. That'll be all in Spanish, so you can start spreading the word on that. I know social media team is working on advertisements and me and thumbnails and everything. You'll be seeing a lot of that stuff on Facebook. And that's going to debut on the 17th of November. So the 10th of November will be Dale Luz. That's the show in Puerto Rico, which will be 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the 17th will be the debut of the Power Hour in Español, hosted by myself also. And that'll also be 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, until the time changes again, which is going to be part of the topic we're going to be going over today.
Okay.
Changing of times and all of that.
We
but
need, we need that round of applause, though. Where the applause?
I don't know. They're dead
at?
Right
Come
now.
On.
They're sleeping. They're eating. They're doing something, man.
We need that.
I don't know where the producers are at.
You heard those announcements? The announcement says he about to teach the Power Hour in Spanish.
They don't care.
In Spanish.
They don't care. They love this world. They don't want
to
go home.
And you about to yeah. All praise. There we go.
Yeah, they don't want to go home, bro. They love it. They love them some Esau's.
Now they just shaking off the captivity, fresh off work.
I'm fresh off work too.
Right, right. Man, no excuse.
But I'm in the spirit.
Facts.
I'm in the spirit right now.
Oh, you're the song. How about you?
Oh, and I'm glad you brought that up. We had a little setback with the Northern Kingdom album, but it's finished. We're just doing the final mastering of the album, and the videos need to be created before. The album's released, and that's according to our label, Original Royalty Recordings. Shout out to Original Royalty Recordings. That's the way they're going to do it.
Okay.
And they want to do it. That's how they do it. So,
I'll
yeah. So, yeah, it's high time, man. You know, it's time. And in addition to that, we will be going, I'm going to start going. Well, y'all see the video. I'm not going to announce that on the air, but
okay.
Something, another project that I'm working on. As well. All right, so one of the reasons why I wanted this album to be done, completed, so I can move on to my next piece of work that the Most High has for me. So,
okay, I'm excited.
It's time. I'm excited too,
get
man.
A hint?
I'm looking forward to it, man.
Huh? Get a hint on what it is?
It's going to be teaching a word.
Okay, I'll praise it.
Just ain't going to tell you where.
Okay.
Right now. I'm not going to broadcast. Y'all will just see it. Y'all
okay.
See it. I don't want to broadcast it. Got haters and enemies. And
right.
They don't need to know everything.
Especially on NK, we hating, big hating.
Yeah. So, but it's gonna be good. All praise to the Most High God, man. All right, it's all because of the Lord that, you know, we're all able to do this. What we do, that I'm gonna be able to do this. Lord willing, life lasts. You know, Lord willing, life lasts. So, I think that's it for the announcements. So let's get right into the show. So. Somebody posted this on Facebook and have a brother. I'm not going to mention his name.
That's Tyrone Banks
it was
right there.
Well, okay, since he brought it out. This brother right here thought that was Tyrone Banks.
Nah. That's not how it went.
Lusting after
hell nah.
A damn man. but you see how quick that could happen, right? You see how quick that could happen?
Yeah.
See, when I was growing up, man, the test was obviously the voice, right? Cause
right.
They didn't have stuff back then to change your voice. I think they got stuff now. You could do surgeries, I think, or take like a freaking...
Before we move on, the phone was back. He had his phone out, and it was backwards, and I just saw a glimpse.
No, you're backwards, bro.
Come on.
So I just asked.
He was like, yo, that's Tyrone Banks?
No, I didn't.
You said it just like that. Stop. This brother.
You wildin'.
He's single, by the way, sisters. He's single, man.
Yeah, sisters. Sisters. Emphasis.
You know, there's an old Edomite comedian that used to say, take my wife. No, that was, yeah. Take my wife, please. Take my brother, please. Sister, please. He's starting to lust after.
Nah, never that.
Anyway, they
Come
were
home,
things that you were able to tell. Rule number one, you always look for the Adam's apple.
Right.
Because only men have an Adam's apple. That's why it's called. And Adam's apple. I don't know if they got surgery today, which something I'm going to go over today. They probably do. I don't know.
They will.
But you can usually always tell by the Adam's apple. And then, of course, the hands. You know, there's little things, bro, you know. And the voice. So, this right here, I found very interesting. Because let's understand that, again, for those that are new, Welcome to the first timers. Those that are our loyal viewers and listeners, thank you and welcome. All right, shalom. Most High in Christ bless each and every one of you. Like, share, comment. All right. It's never been a more important time than now, man, to share this information with everyone out there worldwide, man.
Right.
Things are heating up quick. And those of you that have been, you know, watching my classes, I used to do Friday nights with the men for about a year. And, you know, again, it's not anything other than I do research. Because what do I always say? To face your enemy, you must know the face of the enemy.
Right.
And to beat your enemy, first and foremost, if you're an Israelite, fear God and keep the commandments.
Right.
That's your best defense you're going to have, first and foremost.
Ultimate defense.
But also, faith without works is dead, right? So you want to read, you want to look at current events, you want to do research, you know, you want to stray away from the mainstream media, you want to go into deep, unfortunately, with social media and everything, and the internet, you can go deep and deep to people, you know, that, you know, they have their little sources. Again, nobody's going to know everything, right? If you ain't at that level, you're not going to know that.
Right.
But there's going to be indications of things that you're going to see happening every day in current events that are going to lead, you know, if you got to see it with your spiritual eye, man. That's the best thing I could say. So I'm just a researcher.
Be a watchman.
Be a watchman. Right.
That's our job.
Right. And a watchman, that's an action word, right?
Right.
You're watching. Right, because for like the scripture says, for we watch for your souls.
Right, takes attention. It takes
attention. You know, you and again, my thing is, I want to know how my enemy is thinking, because they want to know how we're thinking.
Right,
and I was thinking about this today, as a matter of fact. You know, because I think about obviously every day I'm meditating on things, the scriptures, and everything that goes on in the world. And I was thinking when the couple of times that the Edomite came to interview the bishop out of New York. And again, it was profound what he said. He says, this is the last interview I'm going to have with you guys. And I always took that as, well, they got enough information to confirm
their suspicions or whatnot,
to confirm that their time is short. Okay. And this was a few years ago, that their time is short. So, you know, I just was thinking about that whole situation, you know, and how they want to learn about us, right? And where we at in prophecy. Well, I want to know where, about you too, and where you at, right?
Right.
Scripture says Esau's wiser than Daniel, so I got to be wiser than you. I got to be 10 steps ahead of you. And so do every one of my brothers and sisters. So I take that burden on, and I do the research. Fortunately, I like doing it.
All praise.
You know, that's one of my hobbies. I don't watch TV. I don't. I got a playlist on Netflix from here to Antarctica that I'm never going to watch. I just say, hey, I want to see that. Hey. I just don't have the time, man. It's too much work to be done, you know, and then we have personal life. I just don't have the time to watch it.
Has that always been your spirit or coming into the truth? Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. I've been a history buff since I was a kid.
Okay.
Always loved history, always loved reading, always loved doing research. Just wanted to, you know, I'm information junkie, man. But now I know why I was always like that. I was, you know, it's a gift that not
right.
everybody has.
Right.
You know, I'm not patting myself on the back or saying it to impress you, but to impress upon you that something I like doing, you know, and it works. You know, what I've learned is that everything that I learned throughout my life was always for this day. For the day for me to repent.
Right.
To help my nation out.
Right.
To help my brothers and sisters. And that's each and every one of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Each and every one. You sit down one day and think about everything that you went through in your life and the skills you acquired. They were all for this day. They were all to make history.
Right. That reminds me, I think it's Baruch 4:28. Seek him 10 times more.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Put in that spirit and the truth 10 times harder.
Yeah.
It's all praises.
Man.
Yep, definitely
yep,
covered
yep.
that.
And, you know, it ain't easy, obviously, for no one, right? I mean, we all have families. We all have lives, you know, that we have to live to support us. But it's our profession, like Paul said.
Kingdom first.
Seek the kingdom of heaven first, right? Where your heart is, where your treasure is.
There will your heart be.
There will your heart be. And my treasure is, you see, since I came in this truth, I've been keeping my eye on the prize.
Oh, praise.
You know? We all got to keep our eye on the prize, man. You hear me say this before. Focus like a laser beam, not like a light bulb. A light bulb goes all over the place.
Flickers.
No, don't flicker.
A light
flickers,
bulb?
Flickers if you don't pay your bill, bro.
Facts.
Or you got a damn a short in your wires. What's wrong with you, bro?
Operator.
I like this light here. It goes out.
Yeah.
Laser beam stays right on target.
True.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, man. You know.
Take down that quote.
What about it? Flickers?
Nah, no, the right quote, not my quote.
I got you, bro. I got you. So yeah, man, we gotta really take this thing to another level, man. I believe we're gonna start seeing things evolve, man. I mean, like every day, because that's what I see with my research, man. Every day, things are just a new different thing. If you stay watching the mainstream media, it's gonna seem like time is staying still,
right?
Because they'll keep talking about the same propaganda to propagandize your minds. But you go outside that scope, you're going to find things that you're going to go down rabbit holes, man, that you're going to be like, wow. And again, I'm not saying you're going to know what the elite are doing, but you could know where they're going. You know? So we got to be ready, man. Things are going to get ugly real quick. Real, real quick, man. That's my feeling. So I said all that to say this. It still falls under the topic. This is episode nine, yes. Saturday, Lord willing, life last will be episode 10 of The Truth Shall Make You Free, The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People.
Okay.
It's still the same way. I told you, it's going to be the same thing. The title ain't going to change because it's all part of what we're living right now. If you're new here, I'm telling y'all right now, life is all about Jacob and Esau.
Right.
Yin and yang, good and evil. We're the good, even though we have a lot of bad in our people.
Right.
But the repentant brothers and sisters, we're the good.
That's
Jacob.
Right.
Right. And the evil is Esau, which is the biblical name for the Caucasian man and woman, because they're wicked as all hell. Don't sleep on them.
Right.
They didn't get the nickname Karen for no reason. All right. So it's still part of it because everything that we see before, again, I gotta quote the Matrix, man. She's a sister too. She's a sister, Sophia
Classic.
Stewart. She was in the spirit when she put that movie, and she put the movie together. The Edomite stole it from her. She put the movie together, and she won the lawsuit. All praises.
All praises.
Y'all do the research on that. Sophia Stewart. She was in the spirit when she came up with that because, give you an example. There was a blue and a red pill, right? I kind of mix it up sometimes, but I think the blue pill got you out the matrix. The red pill brought you back in.
The red pill, I think, got you out the matrix.
Okay, whatever it was. You took the wrong pill, you were going to stay in fantasy land.
Right.
Living a world of lies, right? And with no answers and no direction. You took the other pill, you were going to come out of the matrix, your eyes were going to be opened, and you were going to see life for what it really was. You were going to see that all along you were lied to that you were a black, Hispanic, or Native American. You're going to see that all along it was a conspiracy for us not to know that we were God's chosen.
Right.
That we're the Israelites that the Bible speaks of, the true Jews. That we are, have been, and forever will be a special people if we fear God and keep the commandments. And you have to understand, going back to my main point, that our life in general, is all about Jacob and Esau. Blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans versus the Caucasian man and woman. And we're going to prove it in the Bible. So these three scriptures are always going to come out at some point at the beginning. Because I need to get your minds, and we may have some first-timers watching us. I need to start getting your minds right. Y'all need to start getting your minds right. All I could do is put the information out there.
That's right.
Whether you were here, whether you forbear, that's on you. Your blood ain't on my hands because I'm out here as a watchman, as a brother, bringing out information for you, according to the scriptures first and foremost and according to other facts. So let's go with John 8:32 first. And this is our Lord and Savior, the Black Messiah, Christ, that said these words here.
It's the book of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, the truth is the law, statutes, and commandments, right? According to Psalms,
119, 147.
147, right?
All praises.
Yep. Okay. And the truth is your true nationality. The truth is what we try to bring out every Power Hour, and all of our brothers that teach try to bring out on every radio show, every Sabbath class, every camp that we out there on the streets teaching, right? So the truth is the only thing that's going to make you free. Not financial independence, although right. That's good. Not wealth, although that's good. Right? Bible don't say you can't have any of that stuff. Bible right. Don't say you got to be a poor person. Go. You can't serve two masters, the scripture says.
Right.
So you have to recognize that the Most High has to come first. And with that, if it's his will, right, for you, all that other stuff will come. If it's not,
right.
You will not lack either way. He will make sure he will always find a way. When you read 2 Corinthians 10, it says, get that for me?
Not too sure, to be honest.
Yeah. He will always find a way out for you.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah. 1 Corinthians.
10, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So understand this.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful.
There is no temptation that taken you that is common to man. So guess what? You may think, damn, Most High turned his back on me. I'm the only one going through this.
Right.
This is too much for me to bear. No, the scripture just said there ain't no such thing that is common to man. That will happen. Hold on a second. Give me a second. Go ahead.
But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able.
But he was faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you be able. In other words, he's going to get you out. But like it says in Sirach 2, you got to go through some things. Right? Because nothing becomes, and it uses the example of gold. Gold is just it's nasty looking. It has to be purified. In order to be fine gold, there's gold and it's fine gold. And it has to go through a furnace. It has to go through a process. Bible uses those analogies for a reason.
You know, God, love you. You got to go through it.
You got to go through it.
Right.
You got to go. Let me tell you, and like anything else, right? It don't feel good. But you got to go through it. You must. And you know what? Like Paul said, you should take it with gladness. Because if you weren't going through things, you either got to check your genealogy or maybe you're just not God's chosen.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Bastards.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that. You know, go ahead, talk. I'm just trying to find something.
Got you. I'm going to get that for you, Caleb. Hebrews 12 and 7.
Yes, sir.
Need to talk doing that so I'll find it.
No.
Yeah, I got it. What are you trying to look for? What are you trying to get?
Whom the Lord loves. He chastened, yeah. Whom the Lord chastened. Is that 6 and...
He needs some milk.
I need one of y'all.
I got it. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
Because you hear some brothers and sisters, right? They'll be like, "Oh man, I don't need to listen to that Bible. I need to listen to y'all. I mean, I got money, I got cars, I got women.
Can you take it with you?
Can you take it with you? And guess what? The devil gives you things too. Did he not offer Christ all the riches of the world and the kingdoms?
Right.
Meaning what? See, people look over that.
Right.
You could have a lot of that stuff and not be repented or be in the process of repenting. And the devil's your God, your father, the devil.
And it was the same way in the beginning with the man with the characteristics of a serpent, mm-hmm. that you can be a God. Right. And Adam was already
right.
a God.
Right. So they can offer you deception. He right. can offer you lies. He can offer you deception. He can offer you riches. Right.
As long as you're doing his will.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The will of the devil.
Right.
Right.
Or you can fear God, keep the commandments, and if it's his will, he'll still give you that stuff, right? Because Job was very wealthy.
Right.
Joseph of Arimathea was wealthy.
Right.
Paul had loot, right? He was a tent maker. He had business.
Abraham.
Mm. Right? But what was the most important thing that they did? They feared God and kept the commandments.
Right.
Right?
You know what that makes me think of, too? Like a parent, they'll make you earn it, and they'll make you earn it because they love you, right? Versus that immediate, you get it immediately.
Immediate
like
satisfaction,
exactly.
Right? Nothing good comes easy.
Yep. Right.
Right.
No such thing as a free lunch, and if it is free, it ain't worth eating.
Right.
Right? Because you could be a drug dealer, right, and make fast money quick.
Right.
But you got to look over your shoulder every day.
Paranoid.
And you know what? Your life, more than likely, will be shortened.
Right. And you're going to jail, all these negative outcomes.
All the stuff, right? But you could make a lot of money.
Right.
Right? Right. Thousands.
You're going to end up back broke, too.
Yep.
You know?
Eve got that understanding. Look at us now.
Right? Right, right, right. You bring up the scripture you wanted to bring up.
Oh, it's the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth.
Esau's the damn devil, man. My thing, boy, I tell you, I hope y'all ain't having issues on YouTube, man. My thing is going all crazy over here. I don't even know how this thing popped out.
We good. The spirit gonna move. Esau, that's one thing that I'll definitely learn. Esau can't stop nothing. Like you actually get that. Get that in was it in Isaiah? You always get, is it 36 and 10? What is that?
Isaiah 46.
46 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Esau can't stop nothing.
It's one of my faves. Yo, this thing is acting all bananas, bro.
Esau was gifted with war. We was gifted with spiritual war. Mm-hmm. So they can't stop us.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 46 and verse 10.
Freedom!
Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure.
So this is the Most High's pleasure, what we're doing right now. We're edifying our people. We're bringing out the instructions of God. So his counsel is going to stand. Esau can't do nothing to stop it. We're the princes that have power with God. So we have that power once we're doing this. Esau can't stop a thing. Right. It's declared from the beginning.
And who's deceiving them to think that they could?
Satan.
isn't that amazing?
Right.
Satan was created by the Most High God.
Right.
How do we know this? Because Satan asked permission of the Most High God to afflict Job.
Right.
Right?
That too.
You got that too?
Oh, no, I have some.
All right, bring up what you got.
Job.
This is the book of Job, chapter 12 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his.
Deceived and the deceiver. Who's the deceiver? What does devil mean?
Deceiver.
Deceiver. Devil means deceiver.
Right.
And it said what? Read that part again.
The deceived and the deceiver are his.
Meaning what? You think that you good because you ain't got to keep commandment one? Satan says, Most High God says, nah, you ain't good. You're deceived by the deceiver that told you that.
Damn.
And he pulling the string.
That was a fire precept.
He be coming out with some bangers, bro.
I'll be a flyer missus with him.
Yeah.
Coming out
with bangers, bro. Coming out with bangers. All praises, man.
Can you read the top again?
Book of Job, chapter 12 and verse 16.
Freedom!
With him is strength and wisdom.
With the Most High God,
right,
there's strength and wisdom. Mm. Notice the juxtaposition on that.
The two.
Right. You got one way you can live your life. That's the red pill or whichever damn pill it was.
Right.
You take the good pill. I'll leave it at that because I get confused with the red and blue. You take the good pill. Read the top.
With him is strength and wisdom.
That's the good pill. That's getting you out the matrix. You take the bad pill.
The deceased and the deceiver are his.
Mm. You're back in the matrix, bro, living your life, bro, and with nothing in the end.
Damn.
It reminds me like West Indian Archie. Remember in Malcolm X?
Oh, he was so
remember, but remember the big right?
Oh,
the dude had loot.
Yeah,
he was killing it. And when Malcolm X went to go see, I never forget that. But that's a powerful scene, man.
That is
it
a powerful is. Scene.
He didn't even know it was him. He was brought down to naught. Crazy, right?
Right.
That's the juxtaposition right there.
Wait,
because they were both in that life. Malcolm got out the lot. Granted, he wasn't found in the scripture, but he did towards his last days. No, he was an Israelite
for sure.
Okay. But what he thought was righteous at that time, mm-hmm. he took the top part of that scripture, and West Indian Archie was living the bottom.
Right.
And remember, he had a sharp mind at first.
Real sharp mind. He didn't write nothing down. Yeah, remember, he said, you never write nothing down.
He couldn't even speak when he met him again.
All doped out. Escrows with, matter of fact, give me Daniel 12. I know, we go. This is still part of the invention of the Negro and their Caucasian.
Yes, sir.
Trust me, it is. Look at this. All right, and we didn't even get into it. I'm leaving that picture up there because I want that thing to really go into the butter and the biscuit, as Bishop Yawasop would say, man, because that thing is terrible, that image that's on the screen there.
Right.
Guys, start from one, man. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Damn. Go ahead, man. Start from one.
This is the book of Daniel.
Because let's not lose the thought. What was it that you mentioned, why we went here?
Oh, he had a sharp mind at first.
Had a sharp mind at first, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 12 and verse 1.
Brilliant.
And at that time.
This right here, Daniel 12, by the way, is a brief synopsis of everything that's going to happen. It's a brief overview of Genesis to Revelation.
All praise.
In just a few verses.
It's the declaring.
Yeah.
Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people.
That time is talking about, all right, when Christ returns, all right, when the destruction hits us. Go ahead.
Standeth up for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble.
Time of trouble is talking about when destruction, when America, known as Babylon the Great, is destroyed by thermonuclear destruction, according to the scriptures.
Such as never was since there was a nation.
And that's proof right there, because it's going to be so bad, scripture says, that all you're going to see is the smoke of Babylon, of America, from my motherland, Israel, Jerusalem. Go ahead.
Praises.
Even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered.
That time, we got those that are following the law, statutes, and commandments that were not deceived by the deceiver, but that had the wisdom and knowledge. Go ahead.
Everyone that shall be found written in the book.
Uh-huh.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
Many of them. All right. That's why the scripture says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And I've also gone over this long time ago on the Power Hour show. Matthew 27, if I'm not mistaken. It says even when Christ died, people came up from the graves.
Right.
All right, so it happened in real life, and it will happen again. Go ahead.
Some to everlasting life.
Those are the ones that were not deceived by the deceiver. Uh-huh.
And some to shame and everlasting contempt.
And that was West Indian Archie right there. That's why the brother brought out. He was sharp at first, and then he ended up like that. Everlasting contempt. You're done. You're stinking done.
It's heavy.
Y'all play if y'all want, man.
Right.
Y'all play how y'all want, man. I'm telling you, man, things are speeding up so quick.
It's good to hear these scriptures, for sure.
Yeah, it's reassuring, bro, man. I'm telling you, man. It's good to bring them out.
That's right.
Because they remind me of what I'm in.
Yes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's like a little alarm clock or a reminder.
Yeah, it's the reminder on the iPhone, bro.
Right.
Ding.
I don't know if it sounds like that, but all praise. This is the, that's right.
Well, you got an Android, so yours goes.
My phone. I follow my leadership example.
Okay, all praises. My brother right here, right too.
Android.
iPhone.
Oh, now you have that. Okay, all praises.
Stop it.
All praises, King.
Stop it.
All praises. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so let's get to this picture here, because this is invention. Matter of fact, give me Romans 2.
Gotcha. One or two?
Romans 1. I'm sorry.
I got
Romans
you.
1.
Now you sell it.
Yeah, you know what I want.
Right. This is why it's going to be burning or smoked.
Sure.
Huh?
I said this is why it said it's going to be smoked in Daniel 12. It's the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 25. Who changed the truth of God?
No, let's start at 22, man.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Why?
And changed the...
No, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Easy, cowboy. Easy.
Yes, sir.
I know you're in the spirit, but I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Read it again.
Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
They became fools. So, I was thinking of something today, too. If you're born gay or a lesbian, how come we have brothers and sisters in this truth that repented and went back to the way the Most High God made them?
Mic drop.
I thought you were born that way.
Right. Where's the sound effect? We need the explosion.
Dude, they're terrible today.
Explosion.
They're terrible.
That's heavy.
I was thinking of that today.
Yeah.
I said, wait a minute. If we already know there's many ways we could smash that with the scriptures.
Right.
Right.
But I'm like, if that's you're born that way, right? The only way you could be something that you're not born is by doing something that's against the Most High God. For example, if I'm a man, born a man with a penis,
right.
In order for me to be a woman with a vagina, I got to do something.
Right.
But you weren't born like that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Yeah. Like, you don't even remember the thoughts you had at certain stages of infancy or at that age. So how are you born that way? Your thoughts come about through you perceiving things and being a product of your environment, right? Seeing the media, seeing all of this stuff. That's when you start to formulate thoughts. You don't remember your thoughts as a child.
So I'm glad you brought that up. All right, give me Joshua. I'm sorry, Jeremiah 1:5. Give me Jeremiah 1:5, and then I want you to get me.
I still got that
Romans
3.
Hold the Romans.
Yes, sir.
Ecclesiastes 7:29, because we're precepting with professing themselves to be wise, but they're fools.
Right.
Right? And you get me, what did I say, go?
Ecclesiastes 7:29.
Go ahead, brother.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. Stop. Ecclesiastes 7:29.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 29. Lo, this have I found, that God hath made man upright.
God hath made man upright.
But they have sought out many inventions.
But they have sought out many inventions. Read the top part again. Hold that.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
Go ahead.
Lo, this only have I found.
Uh-huh.
That God hath made man upright.
Uh-huh.
But they have sought out many inventions.
But they have sought out many inventions. Go ahead.
Before I formed thee in the belly,
uh-huh.
I knew thee.
Uh-huh.
And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee.
Uh-huh. Made you holy.
And I ordained thee a prophet.
And I ordained thee a prophet. So he knew who the men were going to be. He knew who the woman were going to be. And that's that.
Right. He said, I sanctified you. How he make you gay if he sanctified
this
you?
This isn't sanctified.
Right.
Give me Romans now. Okay,
gotcha.
Go back to Romans 1:22, and then we're going to jump to 24.
This is the book of Romans.
Sorry, and we're going to read 22. We'll read on down. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Professing themselves to be wise,
uh-huh.
They became fools.
They became fools. Go ahead.
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God.
They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God. What's the glory? He knew you when you formed you in the belly. He ordained you and sanctified you.
Right.
And made you upright. Go ahead.
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God.
Changed the glory of the Most High God. He changed it not.
Right.
Okay? He changed it not. Give me that in Malachi real quick while he's reading that. Go ahead.
Into an image made like to corruptible man.
But they made an image like to a corruptible man. The image we're seeing on the screen right now. That's corruptible. There ain't nothing right about that.
Confused.
Some people went to school with him when he was a kid like that, a boy, and played ball with him.
Right.
And one day he decided, because the damn spirit, the deceiver, deceived him to believe that he was a woman. It is Malachi, right?
No, it's Malachi.
Okay.
I'm tripping.
Okay.
I was in Micah.
Read it again.
Verse 23. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made.
They
like...
changed the glory of the uncorruptible God, not God. Don't come with that BS that God made you this way.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6.
Uh-huh.
For I am the Lord.
He is the Lord.
I change not.
He changes not. Right. Give me Exodus 12:16. Who is the Lord? What's his gender? Because I heard that foolishness too. God's a woman.
Okay.
It's the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 16. And in the first day.
Nope, I'm a man. 15.
Oh.
15.
My bad. The book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war.
The Lord is a man of war.
The Lord is his name.
The Lord is his name. So when I see stuff like this, I got to bring it out. Because you know what? This man right here, because I'm going to call him, I don't fall into that pronoun crap.
Right.
That don't go with me. I'm old school, man.
Sir.
Yeah. No. No. Put that thing back up, man. I got to look at that, man, because that brings back, that makes my juices flow here, man, you know? Makes my spirit, man, come out with more scripts too. Because this brother could repent.
Right.
He could repent.
He could repent.
We've had him.
Right.
In IUIC.
Right.
You could repent.
Can I get that for you,
Ken? Yeah. Go ahead, man. So as he's getting that, this brother could repent. So Lord willing, if it's the Lord's will, he'll hear this broadcast. Or Lord, anyone Lord. Else, or any of our other radio shows that talk about how this is an abomination.
All praises, Lord's will.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 12 and verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men.
This brother right here does stays that way. That's blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Holy Ghost is the law. That's blasphemy against the law. Right? But let's look at the caption real quick underneath there. And it's going to segue to my next article. In the near future, many men will spend lots of money trying to figure out why their wives can't get pregnant. You know what? That is heavy and scary at the same time.
All praises for the truth.
That's judgment.
That is judgment.
Think about that. But you know what? Again, as I'm preparing my mind and my spirit for this, for the radio show today, I'm thinking of all these things. You may be sleeping with him.
Damn.
Not him, but a him.
Right.
And wondering why y'all can't have to think about that.
Witchcraft.
Again, we're joking, but you thought that was Tyra Banks. Guess what? No, I'm serious. Listen to me. No. I'm not. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
You be in a club and you see this dude right here dancing, and you know, the spirit comes on him. They start hey and all that stuff, acting all crazy, right?
Right.
Acting more than a woman than the way a woman acts.
Right.
You got enough drinks in you.
Oh yeah, you inebriated. So.
You inebriated. Yo, that's crazy.
Right. That's.
But guess what? If you're a repentant brother or sister, you won't be in that club.
That's
anyway.
Right.
Safety is of the Lord.
That's
by
right.
The Lord, for sure.
Right? Dude, the Most High, the Bible has the answers for everything.
Man. That's why, you know, the scripture that says if that we'd have been like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
It, to me, now it's like, damn, that expounds on that even more.
Get that real quick. I'm glad you brought that out. What is that? Isaiah 29:6. Is that what that is?
No, I was thinking. I thought it was like.
Oh, that. One in. Or is it one in?
This. I got you, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 mm-hmm. and verse 9.
Okay, there you go. I know there was a 9 in there somewhere.
Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant.
Listen to this real closely. Unless the Lord of hosts left on this earth in the last days a very small remnant, meaning 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right.
Meaning 144,000 men, like it says in Revelation 7, that were going to be sealed in the last days with this truth, with the law, statutes, and commandments. Unless, think about that, you right. Brothers that are maybe new in this walk, the big task that you have at hand. Fighting the wiles of the devil. Really meditate on that, you brothers that have been in this a while. Don't go back to the world, man. All right? Because you are tasked with a heavy, heavy job. Every day is something new with this wickedness and abomination. Every day.
Damn, as the more you bring it out, the more I'm understanding it. Like, That's wild. Unless it had been for us repenting,
That's talking about the men of the Lord now.
Right. Unless it's been for us, many of our people will be in these darkness.
And you know what else it means? That any single one of us could get that spirit on us.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
That's what that means, because it was a very small remnant.
That's what all that super whoremongering going to get you.
Right, because what happens? What happens? Bishop Nathaniel used to bring this out all the time. You start out with the porn, a man and woman.
Right.
Or woman, whatever your likes are. And then you start escalating to other weird stuff. Midgets. Right?
Right.
Then from there, you go to other weird stuff. Animals. See? It's subtle how that goes. Right? Then before you know it, your mind is so corrupt. Okay? You got sperm on the brain all day long.
Right.
Right.
You know where Bewitching of Nottingness is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Get that next if you can.
And mm-hmm. I remember my pop said, Sammy Davis said a joke. He like, I've been with so many women, I want to try men. That's what...
Somebody, you know what? Somebody, that's sick.
Somebody mentioned that recently, that a lot of these celebrities and all of these people in these fast lifestyles, they having all of this sex that they... That's what they do. They, like you just said, they venture out into that.
It's like weed. It's almost gateway. You're going to end up doing a threesome. You may, then you're going to keep going. It's your lust is just going to keep compounding on you. So.
Dude, it's human nature.
Right.
We get bored. Only the scriptures, man, and keeping these laws, right, and wearing your fringes, right, as a reminder of the law. Things like that.
Right.
Are going to keep us straight. That's how heavy that. That's how heavy. See, this is just a book, this Bible. It's just a book. With words in it. But there's power in these words.
Right.
That's if.
Apply.
You apply. Other than that, it's just a book. And this is why us as teachers have to make this book real, as I've always told y'all.
Right.
For our brothers and sisters.
Right.
We have to paint the picture and let them see themselves in this book.
You mind if I get that scripture?
Yeah, make it.
I'm sorry.
You get that.
Yeah.
You going to break it down?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's especially around this time, it's very it's crazy that this came out, because we looking at witchcraft on the screen right now. Like, we usually think of witchcraft, and it's Halloween time too, right?
Yep.
We think of witchcraft as hickory dickory do this, that, and the third.
Hickory dickory.
Dude. I don't know spells. how spells and all that stuff.
Okay.
This is a spell.
This is
a spell. Yeah. You just went into the us having the truth and not having the truth. We are under a spell right now.
Yeah.
This is the book of wisdom of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 12.
Bring it out.
For the bewitching.
So bewitching is not just somebody with a stick and a black hat and riding a broom. Bewitching is what?
Of naughtiness.
Bewitching is getting the Israelites to sin, getting the blacks, Hispanic, and Native Americans to change from the truth of who they really are meant to be.
Doth obscure. Things that are honest.
They obscure things that are honest. So it's just like you was going into, specifically, we're going into sex right now. It's honest to be who God made you to be. He said, I made them male and female. Be fruitful and multiply. That's not honest if you're doing the opposite of it.
Right.
The pornography, that's not honest from the jump, right? And then it goes into the obscuring of the simple mind with the gateways into this, that, and the third.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That scripture is heavy, and we need to think about how we think about witchcraft.
Right.
Because we are under witchcraft. Right?
We are under witchcraft. Read it again.
This is the book of wisdom of Solomon.
Well, he's doing that. Give me Numbers 23:23.
Chapter 4 and verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the bewitching of naughtiness.
The bewitching of naughtiness, meaning what? The deceiver will deceive you to believe.
Right.
That's why it's calling it bewitching. You're being bamboozled. You're being enchanted, right, with enchantments that for a time make you feel good. Go ahead.
Doth obscure things that are honest.
Doth obscure your mind, your spirit, and you start coming out with things you're born gay.
Right.
That's heavy, Kev. You just read in Jeremiah, he sanctified it from the womb.
Right.
So from the womb, you was honest.
Right. He didn't make a gay person holy
right.
from the womb.
Right.
No. Because Ecclesiastes, Solomon, the wisest man on the earth, said man is made upright. But
right.
they have chosen their inventions. But let me tell you why the scriptures and the laws, statutes, and commandments are vital to Israelite man and woman. Read.
It's the book of Numbers, chapter 23. Verse 23, surely there is no enchantment.
No bewitching.
Against Jacob.
Against Jacob, the nation of Israel.
neither is there any divination against Israel.
Bewitching against Israel.
According to the time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought?
Okay. You following the law, statute, and commandment, none of that stuff is going to take over you.
Right.
None of it. Again, if you were born gay or lesbian or whatever pronoun you want to choose, why do we have brothers and sisters that were in that wicked life repented today?
And that's so prideful. So God made a mistake is what you're telling me.
Well, right. I'm glad you brought that out. Give me 1 Corinthians 14. Is that what I want or 15?
Yes, sir.
14 or 15.
What did you say again? Make your statement again. That's profound, bro.
So God made a mistake when he made you.
God made a mistake when he made you. Well, let's see what the Bible says. All the answers are in the Bible. All the answers are in the Bible. Bring it out. 14:33, is it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14 and verse 33.
Bring it.
For God is not the author of confusion.
The God is not the author of confusion. You believing you got a penis and you think you a woman and you do this, you're confused.
Right.
And that ain't of the Lord. Why?
But of peace, as in all the churches of the saints.
Read the top. Why is that a lie, what I just mentioned?
For God is not the author of confusion.
Because he ain't the author of confusion. We read in Malachi,
right.
I am the Lord, I change not.
Right.
Guess what? Isaiah 46 and 10 proves that too. Get it again.
Right. And they're saying, hey, he created you this way, but he just says, I am not the author. I am not the creator of that confusion that you were in.
Absolutely not.
That makes no sense.
No. Go ahead.
Isaiah chapter 46 in verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
He, from the beginning, he already knew everything that we're seeing today. Go ahead.
And from ancient times. The things that are not yet done.
Uh-huh.
Saying, my counsel shall stand.
His counsel is this Bible, and it will stand. So if he said he made man upright, man will stay upright.
Right.
Woman will be a woman. He didn't create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Right.
Which is why he said, be fruitful and multiply.
If your parents thought like you, you wouldn't even be here.
That's a great point.
That's how this is.
Right.
Damn.
That's right.
That's how you
and it's confusion.
Simple.
It's confusion.
Right.
That's confusing.
Absolutely. That's it on that?
And I will do all my pleasure.
He's going to do all his pleasure. Now, you could bring up the next article about the one I told you, Ashaya. That's enough of
you want the Latin.
Tyrone Banks.
Want to be Tyrone Banks.
Tyrone Banks.
Tyrone. Tyrone broke. where I say go, Romans?
Yes, sir. Romans.
Uh-huh.
One and we start at 22.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to this. We finished off at 23. Read 23 again.
Romans.
Read 22 again.
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Uh-huh.
And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man.
Mm-hmm.
And to birds, and to four-footed beasts. And creeping things.
Uh-huh. That means they got down with all that stuff. Bestiality, that's called. Go ahead.
Verse 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts.
Because remember, right, if it weren't be a remnant, we would all be as Sodom and as Gomorrah. So the Most High God said, okay, you think you wise?
Right.
You're a fool, and I'm going to let you live in that foolishness.
Right.
Maybe for a season, maybe forever, and you're going to be destroyed. Okay, it should have been ready because I told you which one I wanted. That one, the top one.
That's heavy because it's a very prideful spirit.
On top of that one, right there.
Just leave it there. It's a very prideful spirit when they like that. And it's going to go into it, too.
Okay. I was going to say, what do they call it? Gay pride.
Yes, right.
Right.
They think it's wise.
Right. Using the covenant that the Most High God gave to our forefather Noah.
Right.
Go ahead. As an image, the rainbow.
Changing the truth into a lie.
Right.
Yep. Verse 24.
What the hell is this?
Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness.
Uncleanness is what the Most High God calls all of that. Right. Go ahead.
Through the lust of their own hearts.
Through the lust of their own minds. Heart means minds. For you new brothers and sisters, according to Mark 7:21, the heart is your mind. Okay, so when you say, I feel it in my heart, what you're really saying is that's how you think.
Right.
It ain't nothing to do with no damn heart.
Right.
Because your heart is the mind, according to Mark 7:21. Go ahead.
To dishonor their own bodies.
That's called dishonoring your own bodies. That's why it's so prominent and paramount that the Most High God left a remnant. Just imagine if we had to wait for more than 144,000 to be sealed.
Ooh.
Look what we've seen before our eyes.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
To dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Between themselves. Not between the Lord and them, between themselves. Meaning what? He feel is right.
Right.
Go ahead.
Who changed the truth of God?
Who changed the truth of God?
Into a lie.
Into a lie. What we saw up there is a lie. What we're seeing right here with this article we're going to go over is a lie. It is contrary to the Lord and his creation. Go ahead.
And worshipped and served the creature.
Is the Caucasian man. He served the Caucasian man. Go ahead.
More than the creator.
More than the Most High God. Why? Because the Caucasian man and woman say lesbianism and homosexuality and being a pronoun, I could be called a fire hydrant. I could go into a woman's bathroom if I'm a man. I could go into a boy's bathroom if I'm a man. Caucasian man, Esau, that biblical name is
Nambla.
Nambla, all of that crap. I can marry a young boy. That's what Nambla stands for.
Go ahead.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator? Who is blessed forever? Amen.
Uh-huh.
For this cause, God gave them up onto vile affection.
So he said, y'all want to live your life like that? So I'm going to continue to give you up to that, just like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Where he did the term sodomy comes from. Okay? From there. They were so lustful and so evil, they wanted to rape the angels. Lot understood the severity of going against nature, that he was willing to give up his daughters.
Right.
Damn.
Instead of the angels. Got to look at that from a real spiritual deep perspective.
Right.
Because, again, I understand that I'm not being insensitive. Some brothers and sisters, they were molested as children.
Right.
And that put a spirit on them. I get it.
Right.
I get it. But don't use that as a crutch.
Right.
Because that's not who you are.
That's right.
You were a victim of an unfortunate circumstance, but the Most High God said you can change.
That's right.
Give me that. All things are new in Christ. We got some new listeners here. Give me that. All right? This is why. I'm not teaching this on here on this radio show to bash it, okay, to bash my people.
Right.
I'm here to bring out the fact you should be bashful, extremely disgusted of your actions, because the Bible says that, but there's hope, brothers and sisters.
I'm slack. This 1 Corinthians 4?
Yeah.
5:17.
Thank you, sir. It's the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5.
Listen closely, you brothers and sisters that may be on the fence or may be new to this and still battling back and forth with the deceiver who's trying to deceive you,
right?
Or you just may have stumbled upon this channel thinking that you were looking for something else,
right.
But the Most High God was leading you to this radio show today. And you can change.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17.
Read out.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ.
If any man be in Christ, meaning you follow the law, statutes, and commandments, and believe on Christ in the faith of Christ, the black Messiah, our Savior, who died for our sins, not so we could continue to sin, so that we can go ahead and have grace until he comes back. Because once he comes back and we're in the wilderness, it's game on. You try to go behind a mountain and try to go ahead and do some nasty stuff. Even if it's with a man and a woman. That's adultery. You're done. You're stinking done. Go ahead.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Things are passed away.
All things are passed away. You were molested. I feel bad for you. I feel sorry for you. Right? But guess what? Old things are passed away once you don't live in that anymore.
Right.
Right.
Okay? It's high time you wake up. Now is the time for you to get on the road to repentance. And you may fall, brother and sister, on your road to repentance and may dabble back in that life. But understand that a just man will fall seven times, meaning also a woman. But also to stand also, we just read it in 1 Corinthians 10. He will find a way out for you.
Right.
Okay?
There we go.
You fall down, don't stay down. Pick yourself up, and that's what we're here for. Our brothers and sisters, that's why we're the watchmen. Don't fall. Don't think you don't have an out.
Right.
Because you have an out, a very easy out. May not be easy to transfer over. A lot of things you're going to have to leave behind, that filth that you're in, but it's doable.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because we have brothers and sisters in IUIC that have repented from that life.
Generation for you.
Notice I said that life, not from that natural.
Yeah, like the fact that you're repenting of it, it's not natural. the fact.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
I'll finish the last part of it.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Behold.
You got your script?
All things are become new.
Behold. Read it again. I'm not going to read the whole thing again.
Book of 2 Corinthians.
Listen up, brothers and sisters.
Chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
All things are become new. Guess what? You got new life.
Right.
Okay, don't think that you have no hope. I'm done. I'm evil. I know I'm evil. My youngest brother, he says, you know what? And he knows about this truth, and he has, you know, eaten my wife, right? Pro-Trump, do I need to say any more? You know, he loves this country. He loves, you know, I get it. He was in the military, you know, so was I. We were both Marines, right? But I woke up. We tried to wake him up, but he tells me one day, this was like last year, he goes, you know what? I think I'm convinced that I'm a vessel fit for, no, he didn't say that, but I'm just saying vessel fit for destruction. He goes, I've done so much bad in my life. I'm going to get what I deserve. And I told him, nah, bro. I read him that scripture.
All praises.
I said, nah. It is what it is, man. You know, time and chance to us all. We'll see.
It's crazy you say that. I was just talking to my brother too. So
okay.
On the same lines, like, hey, bro, come on. Stop smoking weed, bro.
Yeah.
Let's, like, bro, you saw I was in your house smoking weed every day. You saw me stop. You can do it.
Yeah.
Right. On this too, on this scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, yeah, if you can real quick, because I just noticed something in there as well. And if you can, this is talking about new and old. Read that.
This is the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ,
if you in the truth, keeping God's commandments, read.
He is a new creature.
He's telling you something right here. You need to become new. You need to do new things. You need to find out what in the scriptures hits your spirit and make those things a part of your life. You need to do these new things, read.
Old things are passed away.
And keep them old things in the past. Keep that spirit, anything that was attracting you to that spirit, mm-hmm. in the past. Read.
Behold, all things are become new.
All things must become new. We must become these new creatures, because we all deal with certain things, and we all still going to, like you said, Cap, deal to a certain extent. You must become new.
You must, man. And the only way you're going to become new, because, again, what was Satan trying to do with Christ in the wilderness? He was trying to deceive him. And another thing, I bring this out often. He knew he was Christ, did he not?
Right.
The devil knows. And Job, it says, yeah, he's good because he knows, because he has all wealth and stuff like that. But I bet you if that's taken away from him, he won't love you. And the Most High God said, okay, try it.
Right. Satan said, let me touch him.
Let me touch him. He said, you could do that, but just don't kill him.
Right. That goes back to what you said in the beginning, how our enemy knows us. We need to know him. Because in Genesis, he specifically went to the woman. It says that he's subtle. So that means he knows to hit you where you weak at.
Mm-hmm.
So
very crafty, man.
That's very heavy.
He's gonna attack you. He ain't going to attack. We always used to say this when I first came in the truth. We used to always say this. He ain't going to hit you with a pork chop.
All right.
That's too easy. Right? Friends. He gonna get you with things that he knows you struggle with.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The stuff that you're struggling with now, brothers and sisters, right? Because we all go through things. Those are things that Satan knows are your weak. That's your kryptonite. Right? And again, in the wilderness, he offered wealth, riches, cities, if we bow down and worship. And what does that mean? If you don't follow the law, statutes, and commandments, what are you doing? You're following him,
right?
The deceiver.
Can I ask a question on that?
Yeah.
This is a question. So in that situation with Christ, when he's trying to tempt Christ like that, him being subtle, him knowing the weaknesses, and I think it's another precept that says, if Christ prayed, hey, if this cup can be taken away from me,
mm-hmm.
like let it be taken away. Is that why Satan came to Christ like that?
Satan came to Christ because Christ came in the flesh.
Right.
He understood that he still had a good old college try.
Okay.
Okay. And right. then not only that, caught him at his weakness right. when he was fasting for days and days. Understand, when you read that in the scriptures, right, it makes it seem like everything happened one right after the other. Nah, man. It don't go down
makes
like
sense.
That.
Right.
He came into him while he was in the wilderness, tried to tempt him. He knew he couldn't do it.
He would leave for a little bit.
Come back. That's how it is in your real
really
life.
Is. Yeah, that's real life.
You think you're good, and then, boop, big butt woman walk by you.
Right.
Right.
And you're like, damn. Right? Or you'll see a picture of what you thought was Tyra Banks.
Right. Hey, Cap, in something Officer Isaac said, too, he said he's real sub, too. If you remember in the movie Devil's Advocate, he said, you never see me come. He said,
you
they
never see me. He did. Al Pacino said that. Right. He said, you will never see me come. And in that movie, I'm glad you brought that movie up, because what was his he was ambitious.
Right.
He wanted to be the top lawyer, the richest dude.
Right.
And Satan gave it to him.
Right.
And like you said, it could be with money. Say, brother, you get offered more money on the side. You be like, I can help my nation.
Right.
You're being deceived.
You're being deceived. Because the Most High is not going to put you in a position to break his laws to help your nation. That makes no sense. He ain't the author of confusion. We read that already. You had a scripture you were going to bring up?
No, sir.
Okay, so now let's focus on this article here, because it's relative. It's a good segue here. It says, scientists, artificial wombs could replace women. Wow. They already experimenting with it.
Yeah, you heard about that, Cass.
Wow. Wow. When I read this, I was like, wow. Give me 2 Thessalonians.
I'll praise it. Hey, what it said, his counsel shall stand from the beginning. You're not going about to, they're not going to be able to do it. So I'll praise it.
Let's start at 3.
This is the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no man deceive you.
You notice that word is a lot in the Bible. The only one that's going to deceive you, Satan.
Right.
Go ahead.
By any means.
By any means. And the only way you're going to be deceived by any means is by not being rooted in the law, statutes, and commandments.
Go ahead.
For that day shall not come.
The day of Christ returning shall not come except two things have to happen.
Go ahead.
There come a falling away first.
Us going into captivity, into slavery. Check mark. Go ahead.
And that man of sin be revealed.
We've been bringing that out for years, and it's coming more and more, being brought out more and more. Here's an example right here. What we're seeing in this article here.
Go ahead.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition, meaning the son of hell.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
This is an example of opposing himself above all that is called God.
Right.
That is not godly.
And exalted.
He made a woman from man to conceive and give birth to children only. He built them that they eat. A woman's built different from a man for a reason. And I'm not talking about strength and none of that stuff.
Right.
They have hips that helps them with the childbearing.
Childbearing hips, yeah.
Okay. They have strong legs, right? Naturally. Their torso's long. It's different. They're made up differently because they were designed to carry children. A man is built, he's designed to take care of the house.
Right.
To raise his children. To be the strength
protector
stone for his house and his nation. What else do you need to know? Go ahead.
Or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
This is what we're witnessing right here. Right. They're showing themselves that they are God, because that is contrary to anything in the Bible. Any key points on that article, producer?
That scripture says he's sitting in a temple of God, too. What is, the scriptures calls us the temple of God. So he's sitting in our mind.
He's sitting in our mind.
In our mind.
Right, because our body's a temple, right? According to Corinthians, right?
Yes, right.
He's sitting up, but he also sits there figuratively, literally, with the image of Caucasian Christ.
As God, exalting himself.
And figuratively through things like this. Through the brother that we saw transform.
You can only have pride to do something like this. You got to have a lot of pride.
A lot of pride.
So what's another word for pride? Pomp, right?
Pomp.
Give me Isaiah 14. Because he's right. Gay pride. They're prideful. They sit themselves in the temple of God, acting like they are God. Right? That's all good. They could keep doing that. That's all. Matter of fact, that's all part of Isaiah 46 and 10.
You're right.
He made them like that. They're supposed to be that way.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because at the end, we're supposed to see how the Bible is a true book and line up with facts and historical facts and present life. Go ahead.
That's right.
Start at 12.
Gotcha. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12.
Read out.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
I went gone over that in the Bible concordance. Okay? Lucifer means the king of Babylon, king of America. Go ahead. Confusion. King of the land of confusion, because Babylon means land of confusion. Who's the king of the land of confusion? The same one that's pushing all the stuff we've gone over today.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. The Caucasian man and woman.
Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation?
Now, when it says weaken the nations, understand it weakened our nation.
Right.
The nation of Israel. But not no more. All right? Because we're woke. All right, and that's the problem. That's why they're trying to speed up their agenda.
Yes, sir.
It's a fixed fight.
Right.
They're just trying to prolong the inevitable. Go ahead.
Right. Verse 13, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
I'm sorry, I wanted 11.
Verse 11.
Yeah. I'll pray. Because I said pomp. You said they're prideful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And pompous. The word pompous means you're prideful.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Verse 11. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave.
It's brought down to the grave, meaning what? It's done. If it's in the grave, it's dead. Your rulership is over. It's done. That's it. When the black Messiah returns. Go ahead.
And the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread.
The noise of the vials is Christianity. The noise of their lies, Christianity.
Gay pride.
Come as you are. All that crap. Go ahead.
The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee.
That means you're dead. You're done. You're done.
And your beliefs.
Right. And your beliefs. Give me 2 Ezra 6 and 9.
Real quick, Cap, I was going to say, you know what I get out of that hearing you bring that out is that he going to realize he a man in that day.
Yeah.
You ain't no God.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead. They're deceived right now to believe they are gods. Go ahead.
It's the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world.
We just read that right now. Their pomp's going to be brought down to the ground, and they're going to be down to the grave, and they're going to be dead. Go ahead.
And Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth.
And Jacob, us, the nation of Israel, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, who are the Israelites, the true Jews the Bible speaks of, are the beginning of the new kingdom to come.
That's right.
No such thing as a free lunch, as I said, and if it's worth free, it ain't worth eating. You got to pay that price. And what's that price? It's a small price to pay. It's keeping the law, statutes, and commandments in the faith of Christ as an Israelite man and woman.
Right.
And once you got that down, go out there and start building your nation. Go out there and start teaching. Start putting in your brick. Yes, sisters too.
Right.
Okay? You're not going to go out and teach in the streets, but you could be the pillars for the men that are out there doing the work.
Right.
Okay? We go out to battle. You comfort us when we come home. And you support us, okay, with many other things that you can do.
Right.
All right?
That's that. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, you say it's a price, but it's for your benefit.
Right. It's a good price.
Right. I remember my dad used to have that conversation when I was in high school. I'm like, I don't smoke. He'd be like, that's for you. It's not for me.
Right.
You're not doing me any good.
Right.
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 That's same with the Most High. It's for your benefit. It's a price. But if you don't look, you'll be up in Tyrone.
That's right. You'll be up in Tyrone.
Right.
Tyrone broke.
It also made me think of, you think about these fortune companies or whatever, and these people that pass down that to their children.
Right.
So the Most High doesn't want it. He's already passed us down kingdoms, and we've done wickedly with it.
Right.
So now we have a price to pay, like you brought out. We have to learn now. We have to learn how to be the righteous leaders we're meant to be.
That's right. That's right. Any key points in that article there, producer?
It's a yes to King, Officer Ishaya.
I don't know what y'all doing today, man. Y'all not involved, man.
That is just a picture, Cap.
Okay, but there's an article in the Telegram. Oh, did I just put the picture? I just put the picture?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So let's continue on with some more inventions. So now let's go to Daniel. Give me Daniel 7. It's hot as heck in here, man.
I'm loving it. I'm not going to lie.
Look, you ended up not having to be out of order and wear a green hoodie.
Right. I'm still cold.
Yep. And let's start from 25.
Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
This is a precept for 2 Thessalonians. All right. That he is Esau, the Caucasian man.
Go ahead. And shall wear out the saints.
Go ahead.
Wear out the saints of the Most High.
The saints of the Most High. When you read Psalms 149, we'll get that real quick. Who are the saints? Okay. Of the Most High God. How did he wear us out? In captivity, in slavery, not only physically, but mentally.
Yes, sir.
Because some of us have been deceived and continue to remain deceived. Okay. Is it 148? 148, right?
149,
guys.
The book of Psalms, chapter 149, verse 5. Let this.
No, that's not the one. Listen to what I said, man. 148.
148, my bad.
My bad.
14.
All praises.
Come on, bro.
Book of Psalms, chapter 148, verse 14. He also exhorted the horn of his people.
The horn of his people. All right, that's Christ. Go ahead.
The praise of all his saints.
The praise of all his saints.
Even the children of Israel.
Indeed. Even is a Quaker word. It means indeed.
That's right.
The children of Israel. Okay, let's prove it, right? Because you may be saying, oh, but that's the Old Testament. Give me, where is it, to the saints? Or Paul? Or is it James?
12 tribes. He says the 12 tribes.
James 1 and 12?
No. The one that says to the saints.
First Peter.
Is that where it is?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. 1 and 1 or something?
Yes. No, it doesn't say saints, though.
No, it says strangers. No, it's not Peter. Where's the one that says saints?
Hey, when y'all hear in the audio room, y'all hear us looking for scriptures?
They normally good like that. I don't know. I got 7 guys out there. And I don't know what they're doing.
Find that for us, y'all. Come on.
So while y'all looking for that, all right, producer, do y'all know the scripture which says to the saints?
Colossians 1 and 2.
All praises.
Thank you. 10 years later.
Yeah, communicate. Just say it's on the way or something, and we can keep it going while y'all find it.
This is the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and verse. Let me start on 1, chapter 2.
Hold on. Let me get it real quick. Go ahead.
Colossians chapter 1 and verse 1.
Go ahead. Paul. Start at 1, yep.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are in Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right, because we are the saints. Why would Paul say to the saints? Because he understood that we're the saints when you read Psalms 148:14.
Right.
It's very simple. All right. So go back to Daniel 7.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Wear us out, the Israelites, the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans in captivity. Wear us out. Go ahead.
And think
to change times and laws. They thought about it, and they did it. And as a result of that, we are all jacked up and confused, all part of the crafty council. Give me Psalms 83.
Gotcha.
Start at 1. This is all part of the crafty council. Because you got to ask yourself, brothers and sisters, why did it change? Why? Most High God is called the Ancient of Days, meaning he's older than time. He created time. He said, 6 days shall you work, and on the 7th day you're going to rest.
Right.
He didn't say on Saturday you're going to rest. You don't find that in the Bible.
Right.
We're going to go over that.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say you're going to work from Monday to Friday, right, or from Sunday to Friday.
Yeah, you said Sunday, right? He didn't say Sunday.
Right. He didn't say Sunday. Especially, and I'm going to go over that in this episode too, especially when you understand the significance of each day's the names of the days of the week, of what they represent. And it's all pagan.
Right.
It's all pagan.
All praises.
All pagan, just like some of the months are. We're going to go over that.
Right.
We're going to go over that. Go ahead.
It's the book of Psalms, chapter 83, verse 1.
Bring it out.
Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Crafty counsel against thy people. Not against all people, against the people of the Lord.
Right.
Thy people, God's chosen. They've taken crafty counsel only against us. They are the deceivers, and we have been deceived. Go ahead.
They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Uh-huh.
And consulted against thy hidden ones.
Uh-huh, the hidden ones. Why? Because for many years, we didn't know we were the Israelites. We thought we were blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. We did not know that we were actually God's chosen people. You got some?
No, sir.
All right, go ahead.
They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation.
Come and let us cut them off from being a nation. That means being united. Because if you know who you are, you have pride in that. And when you understand what came with being the nation of Israel, you understood that it was about being in order. It was about following the Lord's statutes and commandments and not following inventions, wicked inventions. Is that it?
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
That the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance, not from the other nations, from our minds.
Right, right.
That we will be never remember. That's why 1 Kings 8, give me 1 Kings 8, 46. They did a good job. They succeeded. But guess what? Because the Most High God declared the end from the beginning,
right,
that was only for a season. Okay, go ahead.
This is the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, and verse 46. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not.
Well, 47?
Go ahead. No,
okay, I'm sorry.
And thou be angry with them,
uh-huh,
and deliver them to the enemy,
uh-huh,
so that they carry them away captive.
So understand something. While they did all that crafty counsel, right, and removed us from from our mind of who we are, according to people, little did they know that was all of the Most High God. Because, again, let's not forget, brothers and sisters, we're in this predicament, have been in these captivities many times over because of our rebelliousness.
Right.
Can't lose sight of that.
Yeah.
Right? Because we could blame the Caucasian man and these other nations all we want. They were never supposed to be over us. When we left, give me that in Exodus, okay, that they shall be on high. Nations should be above us. They will lend to you and not lend to us.
I'm not
sure. Deuteronomy, I'm sorry. Deuteronomy 28.
Oh, Deuteronomy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I said Genesis, right?
Exodus.
I said Exodus, yeah.
I should have called
it. Deuteronomy. My mind's going a mile a minute. Okay.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart.
Which is what we hate to do.
For the abundance of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies,
uh-huh,
which the Lord shall send against thee.
Which the Lord sent against us. The Lord sent against us. Right, what did we just read?
Deliver them to the enemy so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy.
Uh-huh. And where was that? In 1 Kings, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Lord did that to us for being disobedient. Uh-huh. Did you get to the part of nations will be above us?
No, sir. You said
44.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be the head.
Meaning what? That we were always supposed to be wealthy. We were supposed to be lending money out, right? We were supposed to be owning banks, which we will, okay,
right,
when Christ returns and we're in the kingdom, our rightful place of rulership. But everything, again, it's about Jacob and Esau. Everything is opposite right now of what it was always supposed to be. And that started in Genesis. with Adam and Eve.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And thou shalt be the tail. I'll read it so it blends better. Verse 28, verse 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him.
Mm-hmm.
He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail.
You notice, right? Again, everything is opposite of the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
Okay? Again, because of our rebelliousness. But how did that happen? The Most High put in the spirit of Esau and the other nations to use crafty counsel.
Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee.
Okay, I want it above high, all nations above high.
Let's see. I'm slacking because I ain't highlighting. I need to. You're
slacking because you got Tyra Broke on your mind.
Hell no. Nah. I got Esther on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's verse 43. Verse 43.
There you go.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high,
mm-hmm.
and thou shalt come down very low.
All right. So basically, what I want to get at, the stranger that is within thee shall get. So because there was a remnant of the other nations that left with us from Egypt.
Right.
Okay. Because understand something. The other nations, they know that whenever they're around Israel, okay, that's why they want to be around us so much, man. They know they'll be blessed,
right?
Okay, because we're there. And as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, right, the Most High got us, right? And if they're there, they left with us, they understood that they would be blessed as well. That makes sense?
Yes, right. Sir.
Okay. This is why give me Jeremiah 50:33. Remember I said, they want to cleave unto us. And they will cleave unto us. They cleaved unto us when we left the captivity and we went back into rulership. Okay? And the scripture says in Isaiah 14, they're going to cleave unto us again. Go ahead.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse
33.
Uh-huh. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together.
That's the blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans. We are all oppressed together, Northern and Southern Kingdom. Go ahead.
And all that took them captives held them fast.
All that took us captives, all the nations, all the captivities we were in, took us fast. Uh-huh.
They refused to let them go.
They refused to let us go.
You know, that destroyed that crap too, Captain. Oh, just go back to Africa.
Right.
They don't want you to.
Nah. They love us here. Let me tell you, let's put some things in perspective. They love us here in America because guess who's the backbone of this economy? Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
Right.
Consumers of goods and services.
Scripture just said we're going to serve our enemies in hunger,
right,
and thirst, and everyone.
That's because being rebellious.
Right.
Because of being rebellious. They refuse to let us go. And they are refusing to, right now, they're trying to prolong the inevitable and prevent prophecy by refusing to let us go, right? They figure if they kill us off, right, or the majority of us, you know, they've sent us a message.
Right.
Nah, man, y'all dealing with the prophets of the Most High God here. But more importantly, the Most High is sending Satan to deceive you to believe that.
Right.
Right.
It's a fixed fight. It ain't going to happen. Okay. We will be victorious regardless of how many of us you try to kill. Read between the lines.
That's right. Right.
Or inventions they try to put in our heads.
Right. These are all part of the crafty council saying you are a pronoun.
Right.
Because now if you're a pronoun, you have no identity.
Right. Now you're not going to try to get a wife, have children, regenerate.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Right.
Okay. Let's not forget there's different forms of abortion. You can be aborted from your nation as an adult. I said something right there. Because if you are going contrary to the Lord, you're no longer the nation of the Most High God. You're no longer the nation of Israel. And they understand it.
Right.
That just like
no.
Trip you up or you got
you made me think of something.
What I make you think of?
Can you get Genesis 32:28? I don't want to take from your point though. If you still
going. No.
Okay, I'll praise this.
I'll let you know to hold it.
I'll praise because we just brought out Psalms, we just brought out Psalms 83. They don't want us to know that we're Israelites. We are princes that have power with God. They don't want
because
to know
think
that.
About this. Think about hold your thought.
Yes, sir.
When you abort it, that means you're done. Right?
Right.
Life is over. That's why they can abort us as adults too. Because if they continue to have us believe that we are not God's chosen, we have no life. We read that in Daniel 12.
Right. Let me get that.
Genesis chapter 32 and verse 28. He said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God."
And that's what Israel means.
Right.
My prince of the power. Go ahead.
Right, right. So obviously Tyrone didn't know that, right? He didn't know that it's power in being a prince. In being a prince. He's been growing up thinking
he wanted to be a princess.
It's a power in being a princess because what? We've been separated from that strong household that you was talking about.
So he was aborted.
He was aborted, just like you said. He was aborted from being a prince. He's taking on the mindset of a princess.
The hell is this?
But the Most High God says we are the princes that have power with God. And that makes our sisters the princesses. Because you mentioned them too, and they rule as well.
Hmm. Yeah. That's all you had in that?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. If that's all you had, that's all you had.
That's all I had.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I feel you, brother. All right. So let's go back to Daniel 7.
Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. Mm-hmm. "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time."
All right, so what I want to get out of that is the invention of daylight savings time, of changing of time. It was prophesied thousands of years ago to Daniel. Daniel prophesied that this was going to happen. Okay, it's not something that just happened. You're going to see as we go along that it happened thousands of years ago. So click on 1970.
Yeah, whoever turned on the AC got hatred too.
Yeah. No. They love me.
That's right. That's right.
They love me. Scroll down.
Double honor.
Click on 1970. Oh, Daniel, I discussed this with you, sir. Told you what you needed to do was to click on 1970. Thank you. So I'm starting here because this is, you know, around the time period where I came about.
Okay.
So I remember there was a time when it was pretty consistent on when daylight savings time started. So they even went as far as changing that. So like I mentioned earlier, I'll ask the question again. It's a rhetorical question. Why did they have to do this? What is the main purpose? Because they like to say it's because of farming and all that stuff. Guess what? The Most High set everything up where you didn't have to worry about none of that stuff. You didn't have to tamper with what the Most High created, but they created this. So it says here, 1970, and daylight savings time started on April 26, 1970. Scroll down. This is when you put the, spring forward. You push the clock 1 hour forward. Okay, and then when daylight savings time ends, you push it back. All confusion. All right? Go back to the main timeline. Okay, so let's see here. It started in 1970. It was started at April 26, 71. It was April 25th, April 30th, okay, April 29th. And then in 1974, they decided it was going to start January 6th, then February. Then it went back to April. What the hell is this? Who the hell are they?
Antichrist.
Right? Guess what? The Bible says how time was kept. The first hour was 6 a.m. Okay? That's when the day started.
Right.
6 a.m. Okay? When the first hour was at 6 a.m. Right? Bible says that evening to evening was one day.
Right.
They say no. The next day starts at midnight.
Right.
Right? Total opposite of the Most High God. Okay?
That right there has us in sin, like you said.
Right. So, again, my question was, why did they do this?
Right. Put us in sin.
To continue to perpetuate us sinning.
Wearing out the saints.
And wearing out the saints. Counsel. Right? Because.
Hella crafty.
It's ingenious.
Right.
Scripture said they're wiser than Daniel. You got to give them props. But guess who gave them that?
Satan.
Satan. But guess who gave that to Satan?
Most High.
Most High God. Why?
Because of our wickedness.
Because of our wickedness. You see, everything has to come full circle. You can't just fall on the fact that the Caucasian man and woman are the damn devil. We know that already.
Without that accountability or acknowledgement.
We got to go deeper than that.
Right.
You have to understand the process and the painstaking steps that they took to keep us ignorant of who we are. Right? Because according to Esau, January 1st is the beginning of the year.
Yes, sir.
But according to the scripture, springtime, somewhere around March or April, is the beginning of the year.
Abib.
Right? Abib, ear of corn, is what Abib means.
Right.
Okay? Nothing grows in the winter. So why would you do, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Okay, but we're going to see. Let's see where I want you to go. Let's see here. Let me get it. Talk while I look.
Even changing these, we're worshiping now. We're worshiping Esau's high holy days. All our children about to go celebrate Halloween. All our children get abducted,
right.
And we put up missing person signs for them. But we going to put them in danger on this day to celebrate this man changing times.
All year, your parents say you don't talk to strangers.
Right.
So one day you can go knock on the stranger's door and go get some candy.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. The saints have been worn out. Because the scripture tell us to not prove and to not trust everyone.
Okay, so now let's go to, this is all part of the crafty council. Let's go to where it says, how did the months get their names? I posted. I think all you have to do is click on it. How did the months get, is that the one I wanted? Is that from almanac.com?
It says Farmer's Almanac right at the top.
Yes,
okay, so let's look at this here. How did the months get their names? Origins and meanings of the 12 months. Okay. It says, how did the months of the year get their names? The months' names reflect a mix of gods and goddesses.
Right.
Rulers and numbers. Discover how calendar developed into what it is today. Give me Sirach 10. And is it 40 I want? What does the word month mean? What is its true meaning? You got to understand that. See, if we connect the puzzle. We give you the pieces to the puzzle. Because, again, a lot of y'all probably had this question. How did the months get their name? Okay. Sirach 43. I'm sorry, 43.
Now you're fine.
Boy, I'm off today, bro. All right.
The book of Sirach, chapter 43, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
He made the moon also to serve in her season for a declaration of times and a sign of the world.
Uh-huh.
From the moon is the sign of feast, a light that decreaseth in her perfection.
Uh-huh.
The month is called after her name.
The month. So month means moon. Moon. Why? Because the Most High, everyone knew it was a new month based on the full moon. And we're constructed to count all of our high holy days based on what? The full moon. Right?
Right.
So if you don't follow and know when the full moon is, you're going to be way off with your holidays.
Right.
And you're going to be in sin.
Right.
Kind of like when the revelation of Osai put the spirit on Bishop Nathaniel to reveal that the full moon was really the new moon.
Right.
Because listening to Esau, you'll be looking at the dark moon.
Right, you look at the dark moon, and guess what?
What's
all praises
that?
To the Most High God. He revealed that to the bishop, all right? And it makes nothing but sense. We just read it, all right? It's perfection. It ain't perfect if you can't see it.
Right.
How do you know it's perfect?
Right.
Right? Because now we could count the high holy days according to the scriptures.
Right.
All praises to the Most High God for that. So.
All praises.
It says, today we follow the Gregorian calendar, but it's based on the ancient Roman calendar. More confusion. What did they have to change? Who are you? You're the person in 2 Thessalonians that says you think your God is sitting in the temple of God.
Being revealed.
Right, right. All right. It says the Roman calendar, a complicated lunar calendar, had 12 months. But notice the words they put in it. No, it wasn't complicated. Okay, well, it is complicated, but the way the Most High God wasn't complicated. We just read it.
Right.
The moon is full. That's the new moon.
To them,
it's a new month.
To them, a man being a man is complicated.
Right.
So.
Right. It says, had 12 months like our current calendar, but only 10 of the months had formal names. Basically, winter was a dead period of time
when the government and military wasn't active, so they only had names for the time period we think of as March through December. See the craftiness? Because they were right. Because what's the old adage? He who's ruling makes the history.
Right.
Writes history.
His story.
Right. Right. His story. Right. March, Martius, was named for Mars, the god of war. This was the month when active military campaigns resumed. May, Maius, and June, Junius, were also named for goddesses. Maya and Juno, April, Aprilis, is thought to stem from Latin aperio, meaning to open, a reference to the opening buds of springtime. So they understand that things grow in springtime, but yet, they have us believe that the new year starts in January.
Right.
They go April Fool's,
Cat. Yep, April Fool's. Well, that came from, if you know the history behind and that, that has to do with us. Because we were celebrating. They were calling us fools for celebrating springtime in March and April.
Oh, really?
Celebrating the beginning of the year in March and April.
Okay.
That's why the Most High God in his infinite wisdom, right, had Christ born in the springtime.
Yes, sir.
No coincidence.
No coincidence.
Man's going.
No coincidence. Not in December 25th.
Right.
Not during Sol Invictus.
Another time change.
Another time change, bro. Another lie. They're nothing but lies. They are deceivers. Why? Because their God is Satan, the main deceiver.
Right.
That's right.
Damn it. They being deceived.
Damn. Yep. Yep. let's see. January was named. Where am I at?
Eventually.
Oh, the rest of the months were simply numbered. The original names in Latin meant the 5th, Quintilis, 6th, Sextilius, 7th, September. Well, wait a minute. What month is September?
9th.
Mm. So we thought.
Right.
Sept, siete, sept. It's Latin. We're reading it right here.
Right.
8th, October. Wait a minute.
October.
What month are we in now?
They call it the 10th.
The 10th right. month. Octo means 8. Octagon. Octagon has 8 sides.
Right.
Huh. 9th, November. What's November? The 11th month. Right?
11th lie.
11th lie. And 10th, December, meaning deci, dies. Eventually, January, Januarius, and February, Februius were added to the end of the year. So who did all of this? We didn't have this issue. We knew when the beginning. We knew when the beginning of the year was,
right.
When everything grows in the springtime. Nothing, just said it. Nothing happens in the dead of winter.
Right.
Right. Giving all 12 months proper names. January was named after Janus, the Roman god of beginnings and transitions. Hence, why they call it a new year.
Right.
February's name is believed to stem from Februa, an ancient festival dedicated to ritual springtime cleaning and washing. Because guess what? That was the only time they bathed. They were nasty as hell.
The hell is this? It's very heavy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you look up Janus, he's looking forward and he's looking back.
Right.
That's the New Year's resolution. Right. You look back.
Leave your stuff in the back. Right. Pagan. Every holiday, brothers and sisters, we're running out of time, that you were brought up to believe is a holiday, which holiday means holy day. None of those days are holy.
Right.
At all.
They got nothing to do with the nation of Israel whatsoever.
That's right. It's the opposite.
Total opposite. It's designed to keep us hidden.
Yes, sir.
It's designed to do what Alexander the Greek did. Make us all as one people.
That's right.
If this doesn't make you angry,
right?
I don't know what will. You have been lied and deceived, and if it wasn't for the Holy Bible, we would never have known this. We just read it as a motivational book.
Right.
Because what are the two books that, especially the women, that people love the most? Proverbs and Psalms.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it makes you feel good, and you don't even know what it's talking about.
At all.
Psalms 23, y'all all these times, right? Thinking it's something totally opposite. That's talking about our captivity.
Right.
And y'all thinking of that thing, oh, whoa, so I walk in the valley, the shadow of the valley of death.
And his sister is definitely not reading it in the spirit, because it's talking about whorish women all throughout, like Proverbs and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And an example.
What's the one? What's the one? Proverbs, is it 8?
7.
7. Proverbs 7.
You know they ain't reading 31.
You know they not reading 31.
Oh, so they love Proverbs so much, why don't they read Proverbs 31?
Yeah. Imply right.
I mean, think about that, man. It says, when Julius Caesar became Pontifex Maximus, he reformed the Roman calendar so that the 12 months were based on Earth's revolutions around the sun. Esau, the Earth revolves around the sun. How convenient. And that is not the case. Give me Ecclesiastes. Let's prove that. More lies.
Ecclesiastes.
They worship the sun. That's why the sun is the center of the universe, according to Esau. That's not the way the Most High God created it.
Right.
No.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 5.
Uh-huh.
The sun also ariseth.
Uh-huh.
And the sun goeth down.
The sun ariseth and the sun goeth down. Go ahead.
And hasteth.
Meaning quickly. All right, goes. Go ahead.
To his place.
And goes back to its place. Meaning what? It revolves itself. It moves. It doesn't stay in the center of the universe. Go ahead.
To his place where he arose.
Where he arose. It moves. It revolves around the earth. The earth is the center of the universe.
That's all praises.
This is Solomon that understood this.
Yeah, you mind if I get one?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Get Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. This is bringing making me think of this. Because the Most High is very... is coming back in my head. He's very organized and
yes, sir.
And orderly. And all these things that we bringing out.
Everything.
Read that again.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything, there is a season.
There is a season. It's a time for that. Read.
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
So he said it's a season, it's a time, and it's a purpose for all of these things. So with Esau, even the going into the sun and stuff, I'm pretty sure that goes into like agriculture, and that goes into how we did our crops and certain things as well.
Right.
And as well, it just brings out, it goes into our high holy days too. So okay. it's very heavy. It's just making me think of stuff.
No, it is very heavy, man, because it's subtle things like this that have bamboozled us.
Right.
They did a great job.
Well, Si is organized.
An excellent job, man.
Esau's confusing.
It was a solar calendar as we have today.
Right. That's what he just said. It's about the sun.
Yep. Sol Invictus. That's what December 25th is about. You're worshiping the sun on that day, not the son of Christ.
Right.
The sun. They made mockery of that. January and February will move to the front of the year. Notice this. Move to the front of the year. First of all, it was added, right? Because it was only 10 months according to the Roman calendar.
Right.
Guess them?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll move to the front. Where were we at? Move to the front of the year and leap years. Find me leap years in the Bible.
I never understood that.
Man. Were introduced to keep the calendar year lined up with the solar year. You know why it was introduced? To try to destroy what the Most High God created.
Right.
The perfection. This is the leaps and bounds they went.
Right.
Remember, it says they are God. They took the place of our God.
Right.
The God of Israel, like it says throughout the whole Bible. Never says the God of all people. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's right.
I don't know where they get it from. More bamboozling.
It's that pomp spirit. They think they can do everything better.
But they bamboozled our people to believe that
right.
He is the God of everybody.
Right.
Because we look at the Caucasian man as God.
Right.
Because it was behooving. It was so... Think about more subtle craftiness. They took our Lord and Savior and made him Caucasian. So when people ask, why does it matter? It matters every bit of the way. Why? Because if they lied to us about that, what else did they lie to us about?
Right.
And why was it so important to change his color? If color doesn't matter, why did they make him a Caucasian? When the scripture clearly says in Genesis 2 and 7, he made everybody from the dust of the ground.
That's right.
So everyone was dark until Cain killed Abel, and he cursed him with leprosy.
He hid him.
Right? And then back again, that spirit came back in Genesis 25 as Esau.
Right.
I brought that out in one of the other radio shows. Esau means Shah. Wasted away is he.
Right.
No melanin.
It's something you always bring out, Cap. And none of this, all this is for us. It all goes back to Israel.
Yeah.
That's what it's always about.
Yep.
It's to deceive us. They ain't thinking about it. Everybody else is just collateral damage.
Right. And a lot of them understand this.
Right.
A lot of them understand this. Remember, let's not forget, if Psalms 83, it brings down all the nations that are against us.
Right.
It's not just Esau.
Right.
Every nation's mentioned there. Even the Hamites, the Africans, the
right.
real Africans.
Ishmael.
Right. The Arabs, Ishmael. It says, the winter months, January and February, remain the time of reflection, peace, new beginnings, and purification. After Caesar's death, the month Quintilis was renamed July in honor of Jude. Man, they're just destroying everything the Most High created, man. They just did whatever the hell they wanted to do.
Right. What is it saying? Psalms, how they'll name, they'll name the land after themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just still in love with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're changing everything and naming it after themselves.
Quintilis was renamed July in honor of Julius Caesar in 44 BC, and later Sextilis was renamed August in honor of Roman Emperor Augustus. Of course, order remaining and reorganizing meant that order renaming and reorganizing meant that some of the months' names no longer agreed with the position in the calendar. Of course not.
Right. You just brought it out. October.
Right.
October is 8. But they say it's the 10th month.
Right. They're contrary to the Most High God. September and December, too, for example. Later, emperors tried to name various months after themselves, but those changes did not outlive them. All right. What time we got here? 8:54. Scroll down. Let's go to January.
Or is it?
Yeah, right. All right. You're right about that. That's a good one. January, named for the Roman god Janus, protector of gates and doorways. Janus is depicted with two faces, like the brother brought out, one looking into the past, the other into the future. In ancient Roman times, the gates of the temple of Janus were open in times of war and closed in times of peace. February, from the Latin word februa, to cleanse. The Roman calendar month of Februarius was named for Februlia, a festival of purification and atonement that took place during this period. March. Named for the Roman god of war, Mars. That was, and it's no coincidence that they're going to Mars.
Mm.
The red planet.
Their god, huh?
But Mars, they're going
the
right
red,
back. Yeah,
the
they're trying to go back. They're trying to go back. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
But they're trying to go back. But little do they know that they're going to be in captivity in Mars, too, because Christ said that our Father has many mansions.
Mm.
Right.
Pull up the captivity and change,
yeah.
huh?
So they could go there and start setting stuff up for us.
Go.
They could start setting stuff up for us.
Right.
All right, because remember, Scripture says in Isaiah 13, they're going to be like a chased roe, a chased deer. Mm. Everywhere they go, we got them.
Yeah. Set up for us to throw down.
We got them everywhere they go. March was also a time of many festivals, presumably in preparation for the campaigning season. April, from the Latin words aperio, to open bud, because plants begin to grow in this month. In essence, this month was viewed as spring's renewal. May, named for the Roman goddess Maya, who oversaw the growth of plants, also from the Latin word maeros, elders, okay, who was celebrated during this month. Maya was considered a nurturer and an earth goddess, which may explain the connection with the springtime month. That's where Easter comes from, Ashtaroth,
right.
Isis.
Okay? No goddesses
the,
in the
right,
Bible.
Right, the statue that you see with the pagan god with all the breasts.
Yep.
Right.
Astarte.
Means fertilization, right. Name for the Roman goddess Juno, June. Patroness of marriage and a well-being of women. Also from the Latin word juvenis, young people. July, named to honor Roman dictator Julius Caesar, 100 BC to 44 BC. After his death in 46 BC, Julius Caesar made one of his greatest contributions to history. Yeah, their history. His story, right? With the help of Sosigenes, he developed the Julian calendar, the precursor to the Gregorian calendar we use today. August, named to honor the first Roman emperor and grandnephew of Julius Caesar. Augustus Caesar, 63 BC to AD 14. Augustus, the first Roman emperor, comes from the Latin word Augustus, meaning venerable, noble, and majestic. September. September comes from the Latin word septem, meaning seven. Here we go again. Because it was the seventh month of the early Roman calendar.
Bring it out.
The Bible calls our months Abib. Adair, right? We have names for our months, and they represent, okay, what the Most High God wanted to represent.
Right.
That's right.
October. In the ancient Roman calendar, October was the name of the 8th month of the year. Its names comes from octo, the Latin word for 8. Ocho, octo. When the Romans converted to a 12-month calendar, they tried to rename this month after various Roman emperors, but the name October stuck. You know why it stuck? Because they do deep councils. Crafty council. That's part of the crafty council. They said, no, we got to call it the 10th month to confuse them.
Right.
And if you notice, that month is that in November, those are like a lot of the evil. I got All Saints Day, November, Dia de los Muertos.
It's
Halloween.
Thanksgiving, too.
Thanksgiving.
I was watching this Halloween documentary. They say it's because they do it because the season is getting darker or whatnot and colder. So that's their spirit.
Yeah, you're right. November, from the Latin word novum, 9, because this had been the 9th month of the early Roman calendar. December, from the Latin and word decem. Now, understand, we were under the Roman captivity, right? And before the siege of Jerusalem, we were following the years the right way.
Right.
The days the right way.
Right.
We were following theirs.
Right.
Okay? When they took over us, right, the abomination of desolation, we felt under their rule and their laws.
Right.
December, from the Latin word decem, 10, because this had been the 10th month of the early Roman calendar. Now that you know more about our month's names, how about the day's names? We'll get into that. Maybe this okay. Saturday's class, we'll get into it. Okay. You guys got anything?
He saw the devil.
Yes, that's right.
We're the devil for letting this happen.
But we were devils.
We were, yeah. I mean, us as a...
past tense. Know.
Yeah, and just in general as a people, we need to change.
Oh, as a people, yes. Yeah. Yes, very good. You got anything, brother?
No, sir.
Good?
Can y'all scroll up real quick? Scroll up real quick. I feel like I had something. I lost it. No, too far, bro. October... when the Romans. No, I'm sorry, sir. I lost it.
All right. Again, don't forget the Powwow in Espanol starts November 17th, 6 p.m. Arizona time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what was it, the 11th?
That's right.
7th and the 17th.
Yeah, so November 10th. We start the Dale Luz in Puerto Rico. I'll be guest host on that. 6 p.m. AZ time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That applause ready.
And then the 17th. No, they ain't gonna do anything. They're dead. Then the 17th is the premiere of the Power Hour in Espanol. So we'll be doing from 6 p.m. to 7 Arizona time. And then right after that, we're going right into the Power Hour Plus. So it's gonna be loaded. So get your Spanish speaking, non English speaking relatives, friends out to watch those two shows. All right, and then stand by for some more big news that'll be coming as well.
All praise.
All right.
Hey.
I pray y'all were edified and stay in the spirit, okay? And stay the course, man. Stay the course because it's about to get real. All right, with that, thank you for viewing us. Like, share, comment, and we say shalom and good evening.
Shalom. You don't think the music is...
Nah, we don't hear it. It does, but we...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've asked that before.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. You know, say nothing.
Well, I know. I got 7 people over there, and they're like, no props, nothing. no sound effects.
Yeah. Maybe, who knows, maybe it was a testament to the teacher. Maybe they was really in it, but still, you know. We'll see what's up. That's fire, though. Man, definitely got to get on the organization, man. That's why I got up at most. Praise.
Damn. Okay. It was like bad Captain Yasha.
Fly to Wickenburg.
Captain Yasha was looking.
Oh, my gosh. That's really him?